So I'm here representing loosely the Artists Resistance Collective, and we have some past experience working as a close collective where all decisions are made together and pretty fluid as a group. Recently, it has been less of us having people move away, and so now it's a very loose group of us. Some of them in the room are Jessica Fable, and Simona, and Damien, and Cleo have been pretty much making that group up. We used to use art as a process of encounter amongst ourselves as well as our several communities that we've been working with, and mostly people here. And now we mostly serve as some kind of artistic support for these communities. Mainly what we're doing now is silk screening for people's events. It's a little task, but we see the importance of people representing themselves. So we taking artists from different communities, they'll give us an image and we'll put it on their shirts and sweatshirts, and they can sell and they can come print themselves, and we teach how to do that. That's been, again, like the focus of what we're doing today. So our backgrounds now are like artists and musicians, and we've used these tools and have become increasingly interested in different forms of media. So like with music, we've been working with recording devices and this and that. And with arts, you know, we've been doing arts and, you know, expanding to theater or whatever. So one of the projects that we're working on now is a nonprofit for hypermedia, which we've labeled it. Stephanie and Damien and I and Jessica have been working really closely with that. And Damien's going to share what that is about.
So yeah, the evolution, I mean, it seems like we're going from printed images to capturing audio and video and archiving them. We're trying to work with the Poetry Is Not a Luxury Tomorrow to record and film that. This is all part of the efforts to create here a nonprofit media resource center for us, realizing that autonomous zones require education and media and places to connect. We're trying to facilitate growing that. There's all sorts of projects that we want to do. One is working with the Clark Museum to make a digital archive of like the artifacts there. Like I said, poetry is not a luxury. Gang intervention video, so many things. It's kind of, again, intimidating bringing it up now because we're still in the very beginning stages of creating this. However, we welcome input from everybody and anybody that is willing to create projects. There's lots of people that are already doing oral histories. Maybe you need like a boost, you know, like access to some resources and stuff like that. So I don't know, check back with us in a few months. Like hopefully this develops better, but we're trying to create, like you were saying, autonomous media for us to like transmit our messages and share our struggles and connect our knowledges.